Hello?
Hi, ma'am.
Yes, hi, what is this company?
Hi, my name is Dario. This company is the online vendors, over 100 companies like Walmart, Target, Amazon, etc. And a lot of people do their online shopping, and we're just a third-party company that tries to help dispute charges.
Somebody tried to fraudulently use my card 3 times through this company.
Okay, let me get your zip code. Let me get your zip code.
13212. Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Maria.
How you spell that?
Maria.
How you say your full name?
Maria L. Weed, Weede.
Is it Latinizo? Latinizo?
Yeah, you could use it that way. So I want to know who used my card to that company.
Okay, ma'am. Hold on 1 second while I get your account pulled up. Okay, let's see.
Is it a recurring thing that's something I might have bought and they think I signed on to that monthly thing and they try to do it every month or something? I don't know.
Yeah, did you order something that's like a kitchen set or something? Online or something dealing with the kitchen?
I don't think so. I mean, it got declined, so that's a good thing. But can't imagine.
Yes, so are you, did you tell your bank? Did you like dispute these charges through your bank?
I canceled my card. They're sending me a new card. They canceled that debit card. We're just trying to find out what it was attempted to purchase.
Okay. So did your bank cancel the card?
Doesn't matter. I want to know what the purchase was attempted for and who did it. Don't worry about my
okay.
bank card.
Well, ma'am, in order for me to ask you about your bank card, I was just going to refund you the money.
How do you refund the money when you don't know what it's for, if it's for an outside company, a third party? So if somebody was in
because
I
still have the access to refund the money. But let me see. If this was a fraud, then let me see. Maybe they got the wrong email. Is your email mlwede@icloud.com? Only you would know that iCloud. You have to set it up through Apple. So that's a personal purchase that could have gotten made, or maybe someone in your household.
No way. Nobody has purchased it. But here's my thing. If I had purchased something in the past, okay, what would the website be? I want to search my iCloud account because I really don't use that. What is the website?
Ma'am, I'm not the owner of your phone, so I wouldn't know that.
The website of the purchase? You have my email, so how do you have my email?
Well, I have your email and your house address, your phone number. and a date this was created, but I do not have.
What is the date? What's the date it was created?
October 24th, 2022.
Okay. So what was it for? Do you know? The purchase, the original purchase in October. Because they're trying to take a recurring $39.99 out every month.
Yeah, yeah, I see that.
And I don't know what it was for. I have no idea. So we'll have to do a fraudulent case through the Bank of America. Unless you refund the money, then I would just wipe my shit out and call it a day. But what is the what is the website that
was
put into my email?
I was first. Okay. Hold on one second, man. Let me speak to my supervisor. When I review your account, I show you pay shipping and handling of this KitchenAid product for $7.95. You selected to be shipped out to you. That is a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. Every month, you are charged. In return, you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club, our online website store. But the thing is, I can have this all canceled for you. Just give me a second, and
yep,
I will be placed in that order.
Yep, and refunded. I never used any cards for anything. No, I never received anything like that. If I did, I might have thrown it out in the mail thinking this is just bogus. I don't know. What the hell? This is going to kill me because it's our joint account. I just have to cancel it. It's not Earth and Breeze laundry detergent, right? It's not Earth Breeze.
Okay. Okay, so let me see. I got a confirmation number.
Okay, this is for the cancellation?
Yes.
And what about the refund?
I already did it.
Pardon me?
My system will not let me process that, so you have to get your bank to get in touch with us for that information.
Oh, so I have to go to Bank of America to do that.
Yes.
Okay, so give me a confirmation. What was it for? I want to know. $39.99 a month. And how many months did they take this out?
That was for the kitchen. I don't know. I'm not sure to tell you what exactly you went online to get, but that is for the kitchen promotion, whatever kitchen set that was online.
Kitchen set. Oh, I think I know now. I think it was a kitchen.
Really?
That you could get through Walmart or something. Oh my God.
What was it?
It was for a KitchenAid for $39.99. I'm like, oh my God, I'll take a KitchenAid for $39.99. And then I don't know, I never received anything.
Wow, that was it. And you said Walmart.
And I said, did say through Walmart.
Through Walmart.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably a bogus. It was probably a bogus thing, you know, using Walmart. I don't know. But
Walmart has terms and conditions too. They're a whole chain company.
So what do I do? Go through the bank or Walmart?
Go through the bank.
Okay. All right. Cancellation number. Go ahead.
C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
2622.
Mm-hmm.
50.
Okay.
827.
Perfect. And your name, sweetie?
Dario.
Dario. Cute. All right, honey. I appreciate it. 1227. All righty then. We're getting a new card anyway. All right. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Have a good day.
They can't do anything about a refund.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bank of America will come after you guys.
Who? Yeah.
For you guys to get all the information. All right, very good. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye. Good.